The air on, by the way. It's like you can hang meat in here all of a sudden. Oh,
it's
Are
awesome.
You comfortable? That's what matters.
Not yet. I need it colder.
Okay. So here's the deal. I gotta jump on this for a minute because it occurred to me. Tomorrow we'll probably talk about the results, but right now we're in serious business. This is what they call an off-cycle election year. All right, for a variety of states. The interesting thing is they become bellwether moments, and you look at it and think, okay. Did that just mean, well, like, for instance, look at the fact that, was it Louisiana? Yes, I believe it's Louisiana, just flipped their governor's race because they had an off-cycle race. So the Democrat governor of Louisiana was beat out by a Republican. Many people are considering that to be a bellwether moment. What is happening in other elections as public sentiment? I mean, there's those of us who are always going to vote Republican. There's those of us who are always going to vote Democrat. Then there's the people who can be swayed either way. They become the unconfirmed or the reality is they're moderate or they're swing voters, and they go either way. And so what you wind up with is bellwether moments when you see public sentiment swing. So right now, in Colorado, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, or Virginia, you've got people going to the polls today. You got major races, some of which are drawing a lot of attention because they are considered to be swing states, where you look at it and go, okay, what just happened? Did you see it? Can you see it? Did you see the Democrats or the Republicans do something? What does that mean for Biden? What does that mean for Trump? What does that mean for Republicans? What does that mean for Democrats? A couple of them to really watch right now. It's very important. Watch the polls tonight and see what happens. A couple of them to really watch right now are Virginia and Kentucky. So remember this. You've got Kentucky is the home of Mitch McConnell, the moderate Republican Senate majority leader, or minority leader, but also has a Democrat governor. It's a state that indicates it could go either way with some things. They've got a very competitive race with a Democrat governor, Beshear, I believe his name is, who is now running against, I think his name was Daniel Cameron, who is one of those who is defying the liberal narrative because the Republican in that race is a dynamic, young, black Republican who's already been the attorney general for the state. And he is making waves, man. And so one of the bellwethers to watch is what happens in Kentucky. Is the governor's race going to flip? There are some who are saying that early voting tends to lean Democrat, but it is not a runaway by any stretch on the early voting exit polls. So watch for Kentucky. Here's the other one, Virginia. Virginia is a big, big deal. Why? Because a couple of years ago, Glenn Youngkin came in there and stole the show, man. He went in there and just made waves, gave you know, his unabashed endorsement of the idea that parents should have a say in their children's education. Wham! Right when Loudoun County, Virginia was allowing transgender bathrooms and, you know, and strange content in the school libraries and critical race theory was rampant, and Youngkin said, you know what, no more. Well, Youngkin has not had the benefit, though, of a state legislature to work with him. It's been a constant battle. They've gotten some things done, but not a lot. Right now, what they're looking at is the Republicans currently have the House by a somewhat of a majority, but they don't have the Senate. And what we're watching is today is not Youngkin on the ballot, but it is the legislative races on the ballot. Are they going to hold the House and flip the Senate? If they can hold the House and flip the Senate in Virginia, it's a whole new day, and it clearly indicates because there are pockets of Virginia that butt up against Washington, D.C., like Loudoun County and that area, that are decidedly Democrat. If they can swing that state, then it's another bellwether. Watch it. Y'all, I'm just telling you, this is fascinating. For those of y'all that like politics, this is fascinating. And for me, I mean, it is fascinating. By the way, Boomer will be glad to know, too, that Taylor Swift went out to her 275 million Instagram followers and encouraged them to vote today.
I'm so happy.
I know you are.
Thanks, Taylor.
And she was very classy. You know, she did the whole, you know, haters gonna hate thing. So voters gonna vote, she texted. to tweet it out to everybody.
Voters gonna vote.
Instagrammed. What do you call it? Instagram. What do you call that?
All of it. She Instagrammed.
She Instagrammed.
Insta. She just made a post.
She messaged her people.
Messaged her all Swifties. Of her. Oh my gosh.
Her Swifties.
How do you even know that?
Boomer, are you a Swift? I'm hip. I'm very hip.
Swifty. I'm not gonna lie. I like Taylor. I worked with her before, so I like her. So
did you just name drop? That was a huge name drop.
Well, you were just throwing it out there, so I just wanted to throw it back.
No, but you know what? I'll be honest with her, with you. I don't know that she touted anything, but she's been working with vote.org for years apparently, but I do appreciate it that she said go vote, because I can't argue with that message. I say it all the time. Go vote. Don't sit home. Go vote.
Absolutely.
Go vote.
I mean, I'm glad she did. I mean, let's be honest. She has a giant following, so that means something coming from her.
Yeah, it does. Now, if she had said vote early, vote often, I might have had a problem. I'd have said friggin' Democrat.
Go vote. Just go vote.
Okay. So you've worked with her before? Is she a nice person?
Yeah, she's nice. I liked her.
You didn't date her before you dated
her? No, I did not date her.
Okay. No, otherwise, there'd be a song that. Written about you, I can just guarantee.
No, definitely did not date her. Just worked with her.
Okay. All right. Today's a moment. You got to watch it. We're looking at, there's all kinds of down ballot races, down ballot meaning from the presidential. This is a off-cycle election year, and you've got things that are happening that people are watching. Like, there are certain propositions related to liberal versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative positions that are on state ballots. What's going to happen with those? And there's also, like I said, these bellwether moments where states are swing states and what's going to happen with them. And the Virginia race, I mean, USA Today right now is saying all eyes might be on Virginia, but we may have to be patient with the results because it looks like it's going to be a strong election day. And they're going to have a lot of counting left to do. And the races are all on a razor's edge. Nothing is a given. But Youngkin, to his credit, Youngkin has been out there campaigning at the grassroots level to try and, you know, bring that legislative win in. Well, we're going to watch, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow, I'm sure. But in the meantime, just know this. That little mini dipper is to keep you guys apprised of the fact that big doings are happening in election cycles that may not be right here in Alabama or in Tennessee or Georgia or Mississippi where we have people. But, yeah, they're happening everywhere else. Well, I take it back. Mississippi's on the ballot. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
All y'all Mississippi, all you Swifties, go vote. All right, Boomer, move us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We're going to come right back and hit the third real dipper. I'm calling it Make That Make Sense. All right, I got stuff in here. You're going to hear it and go, no, that did not happen. Yes, it did. And can someone please make it make sense? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.